I mentioned, CES 2014, the Consumer Electronics Show, is underway in Las Vegas. Joining us again this morning is Brian Schott. Brian is a techie at Blueprint Computers in Fargo, and he hosts his own weekly radio show called Tech Talk on KFGO in Fargo. He joins us on the line. Good morning, Brian. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing well. And yourself?
I'm great. It's nice to have you back here again this morning. Thanks for joining us, Brian.
Oh, not a problem. I appreciate you having me on.
Now, yesterday, I know you had a chance to go through, and you were talking about how massive that place is. Maybe for people who couldn't join us yesterday, just give us just a bit of a brief background on CES and how much space that show covers.
Well, CES started back about 14 years ago, and it has grown. It's actually Las Vegas's largest convention. It's amazing. It's it's over 2 million square feet of real estate. It has over 3,200 distributors and exhibitors here. There's actually three different locations. You have the Las Vegas Convention Center, you have Las Vegas Hilton, and then you have the Venetian. So you actually have three spots you have to go to if you want to see all of this show.
That's a lot of ground to cover. Now, yesterday, you went through the main exhibits yesterday.
Yep.
Kind of share with us some of the things you saw.
Well, I mean, I got to see a lot of really cool technology. A lot of the same stuff that we see today in the stores, but there's some really good stuff out there. One of the things I did want to point out is I did see Samsung. I went through their display. I went through Sony's display as well. And I like the fact that some of the TVs that they do have are a flat-screen TV that we have today. But with the press of a button, they have these little motorized mounts inside of them that will curve the outside of the screen inward toward you. So that way,
I was going to ask, what's the benefit of that?
Well, the benefit of that, I mean, even though I'm not completely sold on the technology quite yet, I did see that at a very sharp angle. Like if you were standing at a 160 degree angle towards the TV, and you look at one of our current TVs today, just a regular flat screen LED or LCD screen. You know, you can see some fade out, or you don't quite get the picture. At that angle with the curved TV, you actually get that picture. It's kind of it's interesting how it works, but it also gives you that feel. If you've ever gone to a movie theater, especially one of those larger ones, like say the IMAX or the Marcus Ultra Screen theaters, and you sat down at one of those, you've ever noticed that's a curved screen, and they do that so especially somebody sitting in the middle gets the feel of being in a part of the scene. It helps you immerse yourself because that way you're not turning your head to look at something on the left hand or right hand side of the screen, or you're not moving your eyes as much. Like I said, I'm not completely sold on it, but I did like to see how they have created these bendable LED TVs. It's quite interesting.
That's wild. Yeah, that's wild technology.
Now, a few other things I wanted to share with you. I was going around some of the other booths as well, and I ran into a company called OWC. And OWC, I don't know if you have some techs out there, they probably have heard this company. They produce memory, and they produce hard drives and other technology that really help improve the performance of your computer. Well, they've also come out with what's called the Power to You. Now, what the Power 2U is it's a dual USB wall outlet. It actually is a regular outlet that you would plug in a lamp or a TV or whatever other device you'd have in your phone in your home, but it has two USB plugins that have little sliding doors over top of them, so it prevents dust from accumulating, and it actually keeps it looking very nice. But what happens is that, unlike the other current technology that's out there that has these little USBs that you can plug in and charge your phone or your tablet or whatever, this doesn't suffer from the vampire draw, as these will switch off when they're not in use. So So those little USB ports will turn off, and you don't have a drain. You're not actually using electricity, which is one of the things that Consumer Reports was talking about, and USA Today was talking about with these the current generation of the USB in your wall outlets chargers.
Which is a great point, yeah, constantly drawing power. Brian, we're going to ask you to hold that thought. We want to hear more about the exhibits, and we want to talk about also some of the automotive stuff you've seen out there. Can you hold on the line for us for a little bit?
Certain.
All right,
certainly
thanks. Can. Appreciate it. We'll be back. That's Brian Schott. Again, he is the host of a show called, his own weekly radio show called Tech Talk on KFGO in Fargo.
Focusing on news you can use, news that affects you. Kello, News Talk 1320, 107.9.
Clear and 11. It feels like 7 below at Kello. If you're just joining us this morning, we've got Brian Schott on the line. Brian is a techie at Blueprint Computers up in Fargo, and he hosts a weekly radio show called Talk Tech on our sister station, KFGO up in Fargo. He is at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. He's on the line this morning. Now, Brian, you and I were talking off the air about all the automotive stuff out at CES this year, and you said there's a lot of cool stuff from electric cars to self-driving cars.
Oh, yeah, it's amazing. You know, I'll just kind of go through a few of the exhibitors for the cars out there right now. And one of them, like General Motors, they announced actually here at CES that they have plans to implement a deployment of 4G LTE in their vehicles. So the Chevy will begin actually coming out with vehicles that have built-in 4G LTE connectivity in most of their 2015 models. And the thing is that this here will allow passengers to connect up to 7 devices to the 4G LTE connection in the car, and then that will actually reach out to, cell towers and whatnot itself. So that way you get a perfect signal in your car, and your car with a much larger antenna will have something that can push farther distances than your little cell phone can, will connect up to the cell towers for you.
Well, I've got to imagine that's going to improve people's driving. Now, they won't be more distracted behind the wheel.
Well, they're saying it can increase your range from anywhere from 200 to over 1,200%.
Wow.
Depending on where you're at. Yeah, so this was really going to help out, especially for those people traveling, along the interstate where they could get spotty cell reception.
Sure.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, go on. I'm listening. I'm in rapt attention here.
Kia is also going to basically show off, either this year or next year, their voice activation system. It's known as UVO, and it's short for your voice. And this is going to enable drivers to control music, do a hands-free cell phone operation, roll down my window, and it will roll down your window. Signal left, and you don't have to hold down the signal turn button. It will actually do that for you. Basically, you can tell your car what you want it to do, all except driving, and it will do it for you. Mazda is also showcasing their in-vehicle connectivity system, and that offers like entertainment via Pandora, Sirius XM, HD radio. They've got all of this, set up inside the car, and it's all cloud-based. What will happen is, you connect your Bluetooth of your phone up to your car, and basically the system will update your smartphone, plus it'll allow you to connect up to all of your favorite different channels. So if you like iHeartRadio or something like that, you can actually listen to that in your car. I think the coolest thing, though, has been Mercedes-Benz and Audi. Mercedes-Benz is actually spotlighting a virtual, it's like an augmented reality inside their car. And what this does is this is going to be vehicle-to-vehicle communication. What this does is it's called Car2X. And what will happen is a car in front, like say there's a car, three or four vehicles in front of you, that hits a patch of ice. It will send out a signal to all the cars around it, letting them know, I just hit a patch of ice here. And it will let you know, if you're five, six cars behind, hey, there's a patch of ice coming up, you know, in X number of feet, you know, watch out. Or if somebody gets in a car accident, it says, hey, I was just in an accident, be aware of this, I'm here. And it will actually tell drivers further back that there's been an accident. You've probably seen something like this, like a sensor thing that says, on TV there's those ads going on where it's saying, hey, there's a car, there's an accident two cars ahead of you and you haven't even seen it yet. Well, this here will basically let you know up to a mile to 2 miles away what's going on with vehicles around you.
Those, I mean, and what a great practical use, stuff like that. I mean, that's, you can see keeping people safer out on the roadway.
Well, yeah, and what's also great about this is Mercedes-Benz is trying to pave the way towards autonomous driving. So it will, the cars themselves will communicate with each other, and people don't actually have to drive the vehicles. They just say, go home, and it will drive you home. So if you're too drunk to drive, you can let the car drive you home. And that's literally what they were trying to do, is create vehicles to help people get around when they're impaired if they need to. The other thing that we have is Toyota. Even though they came out with this Toyota fuel cell vehicle back at the Tokyo Motor Show in last November, they showed it here. Now, I wasn't able to get too close to it. I mean, there was too many people around this vehicle. But I'm here that basically it's a fuel cell. So, you know, you just have to replace the fuel cell when you want to drive the vehicle. And it's based on hydrogen. Now, I'm not sold on that because I'm just, hydrogen blowing up is not a very good thing. But, they have said that it's very safe and that they've tested actually a semi crashing into the fuel cell itself without any damage. So we'll see how that happens. But the other thing is Audi. Audi has got this car. It's really cool. It's got intelligent lighting inside, but so basically, if you get in and you're just the driver, it only lights up the driver's side. If you have somebody that jumps in the back, then it lights up the back. And that way, you're not wasting electricity in your battery or whatever the case may be. It just lights up those spots for you, so you know you don't get overwhelmed with light coming into the vehicle. But what's really cool about their stuff is they've got this valet parking for you technology. Basically, what this is going to let you do is you can get out of your vehicle. Literally walk, let's say you find you're in Walmart's parking lot. You can get out of your vehicle, walk up to the store and hit park, and it will actually drive through the parking lot itself slowly, find a parking spot, park itself, and let you know through your phone that it's parked itself and then where it's at.
I'm blown away how that stuff can even work. How do they make that work?
Well, they got hundreds of sensors located in the front grille, the back bumper, and then both sides of the vehicle, and they can recognize and navigate through the parking environment. What's cool is they actually had they pushed a cart right in front of the vehicle as it's driving through the parking lot in front of CES, and it stopped and waited until passed it. And then when they stopped the cart in front of the vehicle then backed up until it found an opening, turned, and then went to the next row, and it just kept going up and down until it found a spot, and then it parked itself.
Amazing.
It was. I saw that. I was just blown away. And they were throwing everything at it. They had people that would run in front of it, and it hit the brakes real, real fast, and it would even tap the horn a little bit to let them know, hey, watch out.
Yeah, right. That's just amazing stuff. Listen, we only have got just a couple of minutes left here. What are some of the other big things that you've seen out there that have really got your attention out at CES?
Well, I found this thing. It's called FitBug. It's the Fitbug Orb. This company, Fitbug, is actually, you've probably seen these little watches that you wear that, track your heartbeat and monitor your blood pressure and all that and your movements in your sleep. But what I think Fitbug does more than anything else is they allow you not only to track your information, but it monitors your sleep. It syncs up to your phone or your computer or tablet via Bluetooth, and then they have an innovative solution on the back end where they send you videos of if you want to get fit. Like, say if you're a woman that just had a baby and you want to lose that baby fat, they have a plan to actually show you where you have to be at every day, how many steps you need to take, how much you have to work out. They should give you videos on what you can do beyond just walking to help reduce that. And then they also give you health tips, what you should be eating that week. And then they even give you rewards once you've completed everything. I think it's really great because it comes with your own digital coach. You can talk to somebody. It tells you how to sleep better as well. And it actually helps you with your whole life. I really like this. I saw this little feature, and I thought it was just amazing. Another thing I found is for women that like to, cleanse their face, they use like the facial cleansing, products, or they try those automated ones, the ones where they put this little device against their face and it tries to get deep down in the pores. The problem with those is that they damage the skin. They either remove that film that you actually need on your face to give you that healthy glow look, or it breaks the capillaries in your skin. And some women can't use them, especially if they're older, because they damage the skin so badly. Well, this company I ran into, I love this little product here. Basically, the company that I ran into will take this little device, and it's called the Luma Mini, and you can put it right against your face, and it will actually pull out 7 times more junk from your face, dirt, debris, oil, than the standard stuff today that you see. I got to see it demonstrated, and actually they tried it on me because they have a male version as well, and it just works so great. You really didn't realize how much junk is down inside your pores, and they tried one side of my face with the I can't say it on air, but they have this current manufacturer that has this little device, and then they have theirs, this Luma Mini, and it was just amazing just wiping my face with their little pads and seeing how much dirt came off just from that.
Cool stuff. Hey, Brian, forgive me, Brian. We've shot up our time. I appreciate it. Thanks so much. Brian Schott, who is a techie at Blueprint Computers in Fargo out at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. Thanks so much, Brian.
Not a problem. Thanks for having me on.
You betcha. Have a safe trip home. My friends, we're out of time.